are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Happy Easter, friends. Yes, we are still in the season of Easter. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. The Bible tells us that Easter goes for 7 weeks, which is why our season is so long, 50 days. Another good reason why the season of Easter is so long is that it gives us who call ourselves Christians some time and some space to really think about what it means to be resurrection people. What it means to follow the one who lived and died and who was raised again, and what this resurrection means for us. So in our sermon series during this Easter season, we've been trying to learn resurrection so that we might live resurrection. Maybe for you, you've had new awareness during this Easter season that resurrection means the forgiveness of sin, that God gives us a second chance, a fresh start, a new beginning, so that we can turn away from foolishness and selfishness and evil and get in the right path of life. Or maybe for you, resurrection this Easter season takes on new clarity in the gospel hope that death is not the final word. As we stand at the mystery of death, we as God's people can look to the future with hope and celebrate the mystery and the joy of the promise of abundant and eternal life. In our sermon series during this season, we've been thinking about key words in the book of Acts that help us to understand resurrection. A quick review for us as we finish up our series today. Resurrection means the coming of God's kingdom, this new reality, this new realm, this new way of being with justice and righteousness. Resurrection also means change, transformation, thinking in new ways, seeing in new ways. That's what the word repent is all about. Changing our direction, changing our mind, changing our paths. Resurrection also means that we are awake in new ways, that we're alert in new ways, that we're alive in new ways, that we're seeing things from God's perspective, and that we live with a sense of clarity and purpose and meaning. Resurrection also means community. We know that we are in this together, that we need one another, that together we reflect on teaching and we share fellowship and we have meals together and we pray together and we live as God's people with each other through screens or in person, however it works out. And resurrection also means inclusion. We hear the promise in the book of Acts that there is no partiality. God's love shows no partiality, that everyone is welcome in God's house, and we need to do what we can to tear down the walls that divide us. So that's what we've done in the past several weeks. Today, our final word, our final theme is the word power. Resurrection means having the power that we need for faithful living, to follow Jesus, to continue what he began 2,000 years ago, to continue in his ways. Listen now for God's word from chapter 1 of the book of Acts, sort of the prelude to Pentecost, which we celebrate next Sunday. So when the disciples had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus replied, "It is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. This is a fan. It's a big fan. Nice oscillating fan. The breeze feels good. It feels really good when it's hot and humid outside. But if the fan isn't plugged into a power source, it doesn't work. This is a flashlight. It's a great little flashlight. I love it. It works really well. It's great to have when it's dark outside, if you're camping, or if you lose something under the bed, or if you're going into the basement or something. But flashlight doesn't work very well if you don't have batteries in it. I'm here at church, and I drove to church this morning in my car. My car has gas in it that I put in earlier this week. I'm glad to have that car because it's about 4 miles to my house, and then this afternoon I have to go visit someone about 10 miles away from here. But you guessed it, without the gas, the car doesn't go anywhere. All of these things, the fan, the flashlight, the car, they need a source of energy. They need a source of power to get the job done. So do we. In the final words that Jesus speaks to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, he tells them they will have power to be witnesses, that they will have this power in Jerusalem, then in Judea and Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth, sort of concentric circles going out with this power increasing to spread around the world. As his disciples, we have access to this power to be witnesses as well. Let's pause for a minute and just think about that language. A witness in a place of a courtroom, in a judicial setting, uses words to tell the story. Or a witness can be sort of a reflection, sort of a mirror image of something. So I think what Jesus is asking his disciples to do is to use their words and their lives to continue what he began in his life and his ministry. Feeding hungry people. Forgiving people, giving people second chances. Reaching out to people who had been forgotten or ignored or neglected. Helping people turn away from sin and selfishness and greed and to find meaning and purpose and calling in life. And at its essence, I think Jesus was all about love. And so if we're going to bear witness to that, then we need to be all about love. Martin Luther King knew the connection between power and love, famously writing, "Power without love is reckless and abusive, and love without power is sentimental and anemic. Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice, and justice at its best is power correcting everything that stands against love." So if we're going to have this power from God, if we're going to be witnesses, then we need to be rooted and grounded in love. So the power is there for us, but the question is, are we plugged in to that power? Just like a fan or a flashlight or a car, we need power to keep us going. We need a regular and consistent source of power as Christians to be witnesses, to continue what Jesus began. Maybe we're more like an electric car. We can go for a while on the journey without a charge, but after a while, we'll run out of energy and we need to recharge. Are you staying fully charged, or at least charged enough to do what you need to do? There are a lot of ways that we can get recharged. One of them is by being together in worship. So thank you for being here today. I hope this whole worship experience is a time of renewal and recharging for you, to give you that power to continue being the person that God wants you to be. We also get God's power when we make time in our lives to pray, to read the scriptures, to soak up what God has to say to us, to just take a few minutes to listen, to ponder, to pray. We get God's power when we take a few minutes, even with our phones, with our devices, before we start checking the weather or the sports scores or our email or our social media or playing games. When we take a few minutes with a meditation app or a prayer app or a scripture app and listen for God to speak to us through our technology. We get God's power when we sit quietly for a few minutes, just breathing deeply. Remembering who we are and who we're called to be. We can even get God's power in the morning when we take a shower or wash our face and remember that the water of baptism cleanses us and marks us and claims us with a new identity and a new sense of purpose. Or we can get that power when we put on our shirts or our pants or our whatever for the day, and we clothe ourselves intentionally with God's kindness, compassion, and love, and live with that clarity of purpose. If we're going to be healthy and strong in life, if we're going to have the power to bear witness to Jesus, we need to stay close to that source of power. We need to stay plugged in. We can't run on empty for very long at all. In other words, we need to take care of ourselves. Listen to what Presbyterian author Frederick Buechner has to say about taking care of ourselves. He writes, "Mind your own business means butt out of other people's lives, because in the long run, they must live their lives for themselves. But it also means pay mind to your own life, your own health and wholeness, both for our own sake and ultimately for the sake of those you love too. Take care of yourself so you can take care of them." What wonderful words. For Christians, we take care of ourselves by staying plugged in to our source of power, our source of transformation, our source of love. Staying connected to God gives us the power we need for the journey of life. Do you ever use the phrase, "Lord, give me strength"? It's actually a pretty good prayer. Just about every day, in some way, shape, or form, I ask God to give me strength. Strength to do what I need to do, strength to get through the day. So I'd like to conclude our sermon today by inviting you to join me in prayer, sort of an extended reflective prayer, asking God to give us the strength that we need. So wherever you are, let me invite you to get into a comfortable place, a good posture for prayer. A lot of people suggest putting your feet flat on the floor and having your spine sort of straightened up a little bit, being comfortable, relaxed, but yet alert. Maybe putting your hands in your lap, maybe relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your jaw, taking a couple deep breaths, recognizing that God is here. God is wherever you are. Together now, we're going to pray for strength. I invite you to take a deep breath and close your eyes. Lord, give us strength. Give us strength when we're tired and weary. And we are tired and weary from COVID, from politics, from social divisions. Some of us are tired and weary, carrying heavy burdens that others don't even know about. Some of us struggle to just get through the day. So give us strength, God. Strength to get through this day and to do the best we can with our challenges inside us and around us. Take another deep breath, and we continue to pray. Lord, give us strength. Give us strength when we face temptation, when we lose our way. We are surrounded by distraction. We're surrounded by things that aren't good for us, things that tempt us to do things that we know we shouldn't do. It's too easy for us to overindulge, to waste lots of time, to give in to lust or greed, to abuse alcohol or drugs, to go down the wrong path. Give us strength to make good choices today, O God. Give us strength to turn from evil and turn to good. Take another deep breath. Give us strength today, O God, to avoid falling into bitterness, cynicism, and despair. With so much negativity in the news and online and all around us, we too quickly think the worst of other people, and sometimes we think the worst of ourselves. We too quickly become self-righteous and excessively judgmental. Give us strength, God of hope. Help us to be patient and forgiving with each other and with ourselves. Help us to speak the truth in love. Help us to recognize the validity of other perspectives, to really listen to each other. Help us to seek the common good together. Help us to not grow weary in doing what is right. One more deep breath. Give us strength, Lord, to remember that you love us, that we are your beloved children of God, and that you call us to love each other. We lift up to you right now, O God, our loved ones, our spouses, our family, our friends, the people that we spend a lot of time with all their quirks and imperfections and things that annoy us, aware of our quirks and our imperfections and the way that we annoy other people. Make us strong in love, O God. Help us to love our loved ones and to love our neighbors and to even love our enemies, the people who irritate us, the people with different opinions than us, the people who bug us. Keep us rooted and grounded and strong in your abiding love. Thank you, God, for the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the one who came with love, the one who gives us strength for faithful living. Amen.